Yo. So it's 10:15. Maybe I should. I'm not gonna bother. I haven't explained the show in a long time. I don't know if people are listening. I'll explain the show, just real quick. I get up every day. It used to be every day. For the first year, and then I took 20 days off. Now I'm back, and I'm still Monday through Friday. Every Monday through Friday, as soon as I get up, I just talk into my phone for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 20 if you are lucky. I don't know if that's lucky, but and then there you go. There's the show, and I read the news because I don't know what else to do. But then I talk and then I read it. It's not very good. I don't suggest it to people. Well, I'm going to start suggesting it to people, even if it's not good. I don't care if it's good. Fucking listen to it anyway. What do you listen to? It's so good. Fresh Air? That's better. Fresh Air is better. But when Fresh Air is over, then what? Well, there's a lot of choices. But this is good for when you don't have to really... have to pay attention, you know. Just you're looking at Twitter at the same time, and then you have this because it doesn't really take a lot of attention to detail. Ooh. Anyway, Jacqueline is away. She is opening for Anthony Jeselnik in Madison, Wisconsin, and I think I don't know where else. So I am alone. So, and last night I was alone, so I didn't have any stand-up comedy shows. I was on Keith and the Girl. I went and recorded that. I came home and I decided to go see that Three Billboards movie because I have Movie Pass, which is the best thing in the world, and so it didn't cost me nothing. Even though I saw the trailer like 50 times, and so I felt like I saw the whole movie, and it didn't look that good to me, and but it's nominated for an Oscar. The best movie of the last few years didn't get nominated for an Oscar, Florida Project. This must be pretty fucking good. But so I go see this last night. Holy, I wanted to like it. It's a piece of fucking garbage. It makes no sense. I don't get it. I don't want to have any spoilers. Although if you see the trailer, there's plenty of spoilers. Every trailer is just full of spoilers. Everybody, oh, don't spoil it. Did you see a trailer for it? Because that tells you most of the plot. Anyway, so there's a lot of stuff that's not in the trailer, obviously, but there's too much. Hey, I don't think this is a spoiler. Just to point this out, police stations don't close. They don't close. That annoyed me. There's a thing about someone being in the police station when it's closed. They don't close. And there's a bunch of other shit that I don't, but I don't suggest it. And if you haven't seen it by now, I think it's been out for a long time. But then other people like it. I tweeted about it. Then my friend Jared Logan, very funny comedian, also a writer at the Late Late Show with James Corden, he's like, I liked it. What do you... I don't know why everybody's shitting on it. So there you go. He likes it. The Academy likes it. Maybe you like it. I'm just saying, I went to the movies and I thought that was garbage. I have to go to the doctor to go get my blood taken for, you know... They like to look at your blood every once in a while. So I'm about to go do that. That's why I'm up at this ridiculously early hour of 10:20 a.m. All right, let's look at a couple news stories. See what's going on. Dick's, major gun retailer, Dick's Sporting Goods, will stop selling assault-style rifles. Assault-style rifles. Well, that's good. Any progress in that is good. You know, it's going to be difficult to get what I would think it should be done, but... And I don't even expect that to happen. I'm not going to... Jared Kushner, the Kush. His security clearance reportedly gets downgraded. Well, there you go. I saw somewhere that he is not happy. I wouldn't be happy about it. Imagine how much fun it is getting top secret. You know, the documents with the top secret on there. You're like, oh, nobody can see this but me. I get to see this thing. And then they're like, nope. But you couldn't pass the... And how do you... I don't understand how you get clearance when you didn't get clearance. They're like, well, we can't check it out just yet, so we'll just give it to you. You know, it's classified information. And then they're no, you don't have the thing. We can't... You're not suitable to look at this. I guess he shouldn't have been looking at any of it. I'm not a fan of Jared Kushner or that whole but of course I'm not. Is there anybody, even if you love Trump, and if you do, good luck with that. But even if you love Trump, don't you think Kushner is a fucking dipshit? Like the son-in-law that is supposed to sell Mideast peace? That doesn't... What? That dude? Nah. And Trump, if anybody could do... I'm just saying, based on that alone, Trump, if anybody could do that, Jared could do it. Doesn't that make you think, oh, this guy, something's fucked up with this guy? To say that and to do it and then put him there. Something's fucked up with that guy. Just based on that. You go, all the other stuff that people argue about with, you know, you can go either way on. I don't see why you go the other way, but whatever. You can argue that shit all day. Oh, that should be the one point. Why the fuck would you put that dillhole in charge of bordering a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine? What the fuck is your fucking problem? I mean, that's it. That's my... Why not just focus in on the one most... It's not the most ridiculous thing he's done, but it's up there. YouTube channel won't ban neo-Nazi group chanting gas the asterisk out. I think it's a K. It begins with a K and ends with a K-E-S, and it's got two asterisks. I don't know, but saying gas, I guess it's that Kikes. Race war now. So they won't ban neo-Nazi group chanting. I mean, they ban a lot of stuff on YouTube. You can't do any sex stuff. No nudity. It's weird that nudity is more objectionable than Nazis. Maybe it's a belabored point, but not really, because it still exists. Nudity, of course, is the most vile, disgusting thing you can do. It's the thing that is too completely banned from any, from TV. Like, if you, there's that semi-covered up nipple that happened many years ago that people are still upset about on the Super Bowl halftime show, and oh my god. But Nazis, a little less of a problem. Well, that's the society we live in. I guess I gotta get on board and be a little less sensitive about Nazis and a little more sensitive about that disgusting nipple. I'm being sarcastic. I'm sorry I'm being so political this morning. But why not? Don't be so political. That's what people say to each other on Facebook. Why are you talking about politics? Make Facebook fun again. Facebook's a garbage dump anyway. Why am I even talking about it? Fuck Facebook. I'm not even going there anymore. Not that Twitter isn't also like a crazy bunch of bullshit, but I find it preferable. All right, I'm going to go. I got to go do this lab thing. Get my blood drawn. Then who knows where the day is going to take me. I'm going to go on an adventure, maybe. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.